This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
It's me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. A bit of Baccarat there to get us in the mood.
Yeah, and I'm wearing the outfit.
You are. You've got shoulder pads, a print.
Do you like my blouse?
You're really going for it this evening.
Thank you.
As ever, I can see...
My breasts. No, you can't. You can't see them when it's rather cold. They're all covered up.
Well, yes, I know. Bloody freezing out there,
isn't it? The snow bomb has dropped. I just got a message from my friend Susan George. Do you remember her? She went out Prince Charles.
Yes.
She said, it's very snowy in Cornwall.
So oh.
Hope everyone is safe and sound. Be careful out there.
Yes, be careful driving your cars and going out for a pint of milk.
Oh, it's nippy,
layer
darling.
Up. Yeah. It is nippy, but I can't see
my
your
nips.
Nippies.
Thanks. Thank you for that and for our listeners. Goodness me, what a week.
What a week.
Well, I'm trying to remember what I've done because it's been quite crazy.
You've been a bit all over the place.
I'm looking in my own Instagram to remind myself.
We went out to a little event after our show last week, didn't we, with Cheryl's ex.
Yes.
John Bernard, who was lovely.
Well, can I just tell you, because everyone says he's a moody, arrogant... How friendly was he? How friendly was he to
really
me?
He was really nice, really lovely.
You thought he was trying to kiss me. I was like,
he did look a little bit like he was going to kiss you on the lips, but that was just a...
Your imagination was playing tricks on you again. Okay,
if you say so.
But
I was right there.
He's a nice guy. He's a good friend. Duh. Friend.
Got it.
Okay,
got yes.
it. And yeah, it was great. We had a great fun time at the art gallery. It was lovely being in this exhibition.
Very, yeah,
very
sure
cool.
Was.
And you got papped and was called very handsome.
I did get called handsome on the Daily Mail. Thank you very much to my friends at the Daily Mail
who yes.
enabled that.
Can you call me handsome next time?
Gorgeous.
I was gorgeous.
Bloody
very
gorgeous,
kind.
Lizzie Candy.
But it was a fun night. And
it was.
I did a wonderful charity lunch for Pink. Ribbon, breast cancer,
yeah.
And at the Bluebird, and they're supporting it. And everyone that buys a meal, they're putting a pound towards the charity.
Is that,
that kind? So
the Bluebird in Chelsea?
Yeah, I have to say thank you. Well, all the Bluebirds.
Oh, okay.
So I have to say thank you to them because that's fantastic.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I have raised now for my run on Sunday £1,000.
Well, can I say I'm getting get on that because I'll be honest, I forgot.
Of course you did.
It was the NTA.
Well, so
it'll
be £1,005.
Yes. £1,005.05.
Yeah, yes. I've got my run on Sunday through the winter run 5K. Hopefully it probably is going to be a proper winter run if it does snow as much as they say it's going to.
No, it's
going to
be very, very cold and nippy, so be very, you know, calm. Don't do it. Take any corners quickly. Not that I would ever do that if you've ever been in a car with me.
Been in a car with you a couple of times, is it? It's an experience, that's for sure.
Well, we had you, a photographer, the other day, all trying to cram in. My car's full of rubbish, which I'm
it's a lot of makeup and
perfume
products.
Bottles and all sorts. And I'm very sorry about that.
Quite all right.
But anyway, on with the show because we've got some rather fun guests.
Yes, there's some filming going on outside, I believe.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of it, but.
Yes, what are they filming?
Our producer is mic'd up and everything.
It's absolutely Ascot.
Well, that's the.
Now, right, I want to ask them how you say Ascot. Is it Ascot or Ascot? I was told it's Ascot by Liz Brewer, who is one of, you know, does all the etiquette and all of that.
Okay.
And she actually said it's Ascot.
Yes.
It's not Ascot.
Well, we'll find out from them, I guess, because they live there. So they're coming on first, Alfie Best and Chloe Bowler.
I can lift home around the corner.
Oh, are you? Perfect. Mm. And then we have Stacey, who is a singer, and she is the one with all the camera crew today, I believe. I didn't think
Stacey
I've got that
Jackson.
Wrong. Yeah, an American-Canadian singer-songwriter. So we're going to have lots of questions with her. She's also a mum to three kids.
Wowza.
Yeah.
I'm mum to two, and that's...
You're a busy bee.
I'm a busy bee.
Look at that.
I know. But you know what? In the world of showbiz, you can juggle it. You can do it all.
Like Victoria Beckham often says, it's like juggling glass balls.
Yeah, and she knows about
glass
that.
Glass golden balls.
Golden balls. I've got very exciting news that's going to be hitting the headlines Saturday, so I'll be able to tell you next week. But please buy the Sun newspaper this Saturday.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some exciting news coming.
How exciting. Shall we play a little song and get our first guests, Alfie and Chloe, in?
Let's do it.
Hey! authenticity. Mind if I steal a kiss? A little souvenir. Can I steal it from you? To memorize the way you shock me. The way you move it here. Just wanna feel it from you.
Goddamn, I know you love to make an entrance. Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? You mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Presents Nick Helm and
Nathaniel
Metcalf's fan club.
I'm joined by Claudie Blakely.
Hi.
You're an actress, aren't you?
I am.
I could be an actor. Well, I could be an actor, Nick. I mean, Nick did 3 series of Uncle. I could have been in that.
Well, I did get a lot of people in that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, that makes it more offensive.
So you could get all your mates in that. That's brilliant.
Well, I didn't get all
you could get.
They had to audition.
Of course, go through the right.
I didn't get an audition. So. What do you think? Do you think I'd be a good actor?
I can tell you it.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I was making a point.
Every Friday, Nick Helm and the Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club
from 12 PM.
Fubar Radio.
We've got our first guests in the studio.
We do, and they've come a long way.
Well, not like they've come from, America
Ascot,
or something.
That's a long way!
Alfie and Chloe from Absolutely Ascot, hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Guys, it's good to have you here. Congratulations on the show. Are you enjoying this? Are you enjoying the newfound fame?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's strange, though, to have something so different like come into your life.
I bet.
Your life's literally changed. So much.
How did you first get involved?
What it is, I've lived in, I say Ascot, I live about a mile away from Ascot, and I got involved. There was actually a friend of mine made the show, actually, and two or three years previous, we spoke about it, and then all of a sudden, one day, she just come to me and said, it's been commissioned. So that's how
I jumped
got involved.
On it.
Indeed, absolutely.
What did your family say? Did they go, don't do it? Were they encouraging you?
Well, I'm sure any family would encourage it to a certain extent because it's great publicity, etc. You know, as long as you use it to the best of your advantage. And so they've been all for it. They've pushed it and helped every step of the way, so I can't thank them enough.
Your dad's obviously quite high profile, isn't he? Boxer, millionaire, etc.
That's myself, unfortunately.
Oh, wait, what?
He's a millionaire.
The millionaire, yeah, sorry, I got that wrong. What was that a concern?
Not at all.
Bringing that into...
Not at all, but it's a concern if you make it a concern. Like I say, you've got to take the best out of everything you possibly can. And wherever I go in my life, I'm going to have stigma attached to me, obviously, because my daddy's a very wealthy man, but I've made my own path and done my own thing.
Yeah.
And this is why the programme was extremely good for me.
And he's a Romany gypsy.
He's a Romany gypsy, that's correct.
So what, because I've seen a few programmes, is that how it really is on the gypsy life?
Well, I've starred in Big Fat Gypsy Weddings and My Big Fat Gypsy Fortune, and the ones that I went on was 100% factual.
Wow.
But the rest I can't speak for, but, you know.
Yeah, oh, it's interesting. Interesting life. So being on the show, has it changed your life? I mean, did you watch Towie and Made in Chelsea and think, you know what, I want to be a star, or this can really make a difference to my life.
I think, again, like going on a reality TV show, it helps with your business outside of reality TV. So, like, for myself, I've got an asset company and it's improved my company's, like, revenue so much from going on just one series because it was so popular.
It's based in Ascot, then.
Yeah.
So that will always... Oh, yeah, of course, that helps, doesn't it?
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. It's amazing how a TV show can
change. But, again, then, were you nervous about that?
So nervous. Do you know what? I've never done anything sort of TV-wise. I've never been a model. I've never done anything like that. And I got into doing the show from my boyfriend, Samson, and he sort of brung me on the show in that way. So I didn't apply or anything like that. So it's hard going into this sort of scene when I've never been around it before. Like, I'm completely new to it all this year. So my life has changed dramatically.
I can imagine. So what question did you have earlier regarding, you said...
Well, no, I was just saying, I mean, because you watch the shows like TOWIE and a lot of people think it's all staged. Is that what your show, Absolutely Ascot, is like?
That wasn't what I was referring to, but go on.
Oh, yeah, I know you are. I'll say that till later. But do you feel that, is it staged? Is it set up? Do you have lines they give you?
Absolutely not. What
Absolutely
I can say
not.
Is sometimes that if they do something and they miss it or it isn't quite how they'd like it, they might get us to reenact it, but it would have happened previously. So our lives and what they show is 100%, again, 100% factual. That's why it's called reality TV.
So yeah.
A lot of people are suspicious, though, aren't they, I think, because of... Well, you see, for instance, like on Made in Chelsea or something, where it's happened like 4 or 5 months beforehand and they're talking about it like it's just happened in the press or something like that. Have you had any people that are kind of been negative about it?
A few people have said, like, is it set up? But generally, in real life, what you see on TV is a lot watered down. Without the cameras there, the cast, Alfie can agree... They are, the drama is always there.
Because it can be
like,
off
since
a bit.
You stopped filming, they should have been filming now.
Oh.
So there's so much that goes on in our area that should be filmed all the time.
You should just have CCTV
Literally.
Cameras on
A lot of people would be in trouble.
But it does seem to kick off quite a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In Ascot.
But I think that might be due to having cameras in your face and knowing that the situation is being recorded and nobody wants to look. You know, nobody wants to look like a fool, so everybody's trying to fight their own corner as best they can, especially when they've got a camera in their face. And also, I think the reason for people saying that it's fabricated is because obviously it's filmed 5 or 6 months previous, and we obviously move on with our lives within the next couple of months. So that's obviously why people get a misunderstanding and think to themselves that it's not the case, when unfortunately they have to stop filming at some point and we have to get on with
their lives. And they have to edit it so that it works into
in
a TV show.
But it's hard because you sometimes must think, oh, they're missing this really good bit and they've gone home. Oh, my word. And you're a boxer. You're fighting fit, aren't you? Because you are.
I was a boxer, but unfortunately the reality TV has
took
up a lot of my time. And unfortunately, I don't think I was the best boxer in the world. So you've got to make the most of the opportunities you get given. And this was an opportunity that I got given, so I've took it with both hands.
So are you both hoping for a second series?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know any information as to whether or not that's happened?
I haven't been given any information as of yet, but I've got my fingers crossed that is the case. So
okay.
We'll have to wait and find out.
Were the viewing figures good for it? Was it popular?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really was.
Yeah.
Really popular.
Especially for a first series.
For your bits, I thought you were going to say the scenes I was in.
Yeah, my episodes were excellent.
My episodes were chop.
But it's obviously a risk. You know, you go. There have been these shows, they come on and then they disappear. Are you worried about that?
To be honest, I don't think we have nothing to worry about. I think everyone loved it.
True.
And I think there's a lot more to come.
Have you already got in mind what will be happening in the second series if it happens?
Or? I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone in 5 months.
But are there some of the characters in there you can't bear and you think, oh, I've got to do a scene with them, and you think it could kick off?
Do you know what? You don't really get put in to do scenes with people. You sort of, they follow you on what you're doing that day. So say if you didn't like someone, you'd necessarily say, oh, yeah, let's go and film a scene together and have an argument, because it's not set up.
It's not set up like that.
So luckily we don't really get put in them sort of positions.
Right, now I've got to ask you, because you're from Ascot. I'm saying it that way, because I was on Sky and this it was an etiquette lady, and she said, "It's not Ascot, it's Ascot." And I wondered what how you pronounce it and what you think. There was a big debate, let me tell you.
I pronounce it how it's spelt. The last time I checked, there was not a U in Ascot, there was an O.
Yeah, so I agree. I think it's Ascot.
That's how it is. It's Ascot, not Ascot.
Skit.
Well, there you go.
Well,
that's,
I might
that's
get them on. I might get them on the phone and she can explain it.
Obviously, the Ascot is famed for the races.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, I didn't even really know that there was anything there other than that. Do you think people are kind of surprised to learn that there's a whole community built up around that area?
Absolutely. I'm sure anything will surprise anybody that they didn't know before. But
well, that is a good fact, yeah.
So I'm quite sure it would surprise them. But the thing is, do they not already know that there's a community, like an area? It's not just a race course. It's obviously an
but
area.
But that's what people associate with it, just the races, don't they? Maybe they didn't know that there's so much going on in that area.
Well, that's great, because I'm pleased that that is the case, and now the programme shows that, and if they tune into the next, they see how much more there is going on in Ascot.
What do you make of the races when it's on?
I love it. I think it's lovely. It's a great day, obviously. Do you know what? It's actually a lot of hard work for us, because there's traffic in the high street. It's like
mental. I know. I try and get there. It's like hours.
It's like Ascot turns into London, like the quiet village, which ain't so quiet, turns into the central of the West End, so...
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. It goes crazy. Yeah. I go every year.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've only been once.
Well, you can come with me next year.
Well, I'll lose.
Buy a nice
I always
hat.
Bloody lose. So.
Well, you're going to win with me. I'm lucky.
Lucky child. Lucky.
Yeah, they always buy Lucky Heather on the way in. And if I don't, the one time I didn't buy it, I lost. So I always buy it when I see those women outside the front.
What about you, Chloe? Do you go when it's on?
Yeah, I've been a few times. I do like it. I like getting dressed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good day. You see a lot of people.
And can I say, do you, before, you know, when you first got the show, you must have been so excited, but did you watch the other shows like Terry and think, this is how it's done? Was there anyone you particularly didn't like or like from those shows?
Not really.
You just did it, you just saw yourselves.
Yeah, I think when you're filming, I don't really think about the cameras being there too much, to be honest, so I just act myself. But you can't really look at other reality TV stars and think, oh, I'm not going to do what they do. You literally, when you're in a position, you just act yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's literally all real.
Well, I'm hoping it's coming back, this show.
Well, we should be finding out soon, right? Because it's been a couple of months now.
It has.
Fingers crossed, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're listening. We want it back. And it's Ascot, not Ascot.
You're really obsessed with the
Because
with the
I actually had a big debate about this on Scott, I'm just telling you. But that's great, guys, and best of luck. I hope it goes really well. And are you whatever happens, are you hoping to stay in television? Would you like to stay in TV?
Yeah, I would, definitely. See what other opportunities there are to come. I definitely want to go on other TV shows.
Yeah?
Like what?
Yeah. But I'm a celebrity. That's what I want to get on.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm a girl that can eat, so I think all them bugs, so I'd be able to
delicious.
Eat
delicious.
And you've got to be... You've already done lots of TV before.
Well, it's not necessarily TV. It's whatever benefits me at the time and whatever works out best for me at the time is what I'm interested in doing. And like I say, this has worked out very, very good for me, and I'm sure it will work out even better in the future.
Oh, fantastic. Well, look, good. Best of luck, guys. I hope you get another series. I'll be tuning in, and I might even come down because I'm around the corner.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Walking around naked in your living room. Bar Radio presents
Ian Boltsworth.
Douglas Booth's coming in. Didn't you play Boy George?
He's great. I have nothing but love for him. He's always extremely generous to me in that whole process. Only have good things to say.
Can you make some up?
Yeah.
I don't like that he kills cats under cover of darkness. He's the famous Clapham cat killer.
The Clapham cat killer.
Wasn't there that real thing where cats were being mutilated and then they realised it was actually just one rogue fox?
And it was Boy George.
Yeah, and they realised it was Boy George.
Every Monday.
Ian Boltsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
We've been missing when we grow tired.
enjoying that?
I love it. My favourite movie, seriously, that is winning an Oscar.
Bohemian Rhapsody, you enjoyed that?
I told you, you know when I came back for the premiere, I said, I love it, I wanted it never to end.
I know you did.
And look, it's doing well.
And it is doing well. We won't talk about the controversy.
No, we won't. Anyway, we have another amazing guest in the studio.
We do. Our final guest of the evening, the very, very gorgeous Stacey Jackson.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, Stacey.
Hello.
Well, thank you for having me, guys.
No, thanks for coming
in. Good to see you. Stacey, you've been one busy girl.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's going on?
What's going on? Okay, well, I've got a new record out. I've got a new fitness video out. I've got new line of fitness clothes.
Oh wow,
that is a lot.
Got four kids. Four kids. Everyone is like a bit surprised about that.
Yeah, because your figure is incredible. You don't look like you've had four kids.
I keep jumping around and I'm always moving.
Well, that's the best way to do it, right?
Yes. Well, I have to say, Stacey, because we have met before.
Yes.
And I'm so like amazed. You recorded with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's like a claim to fame of mine. But yes, no, it was great. Great experience, and it was a great song. And
how did it all come about?
I had this record out like right before, and it was a hit of a. It was a cover, and it sat. It did really well on the charts. It sat between Lady Gaga and the Scissor Sisters, and suddenly I got phone calls from like producers going, "Oh, your vocal suits this kind of music. You want to do some more dance music?" So I was like, "Okay," and because I'm a songwriter, so I wrote an album of dance tracks and. I wrote one that needed a rap on it, and at that point I'd already technically had a good like hit record, and so my management said, okay, I was thinking like some young up and coming urban, you know, kid who could rap. I wasn't thinking Snoop Dogg.
The and most famous.
Like, kinda. It's like, let's just throw it out
Snoop
there.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he's exactly. Cool. He's edgy. Yeah, I'll be scared edgy. Of him.
Well, no, I mean, it was a great time. It was great. And yeah, in fact, I'm in the process of writing a book about it, about my experience with it. And yeah, so it's exciting. So this song's called Live It Up, and it was about a dream I had. My late father visited me, and it's pretty spiritual, but yet it's a dad's track. It's quite fun.
That's good. That's what you want to hear up in the club.
Oh, I love that. I love exactly. Because what I love about you, Stacey, you actually began your career as a singer in your 40s.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I've always been singing, and I was in bands in Canada growing up and then in New York. But I always had day jobs, and I became a mom. And, like, you never think you're ever going to get a hit record at any point of your life, and if it's really a dream. And so this opportunity... kind of the door open, and I went in there, and you know, it was just, I guess in dance music, if the DJs play it and the clubs are thumping and people like it, then it doesn't really matter how old you are, you know, like
absolutely.
If,
you were,
if I was 40 or whatever.
Well, look at Cher.
I love Cher. Oh my gosh, and she looks better than ever.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. I mean, I grew up actually like when I was a baby. I mean, she was my idol. Like, my ultimate... Like, everyone were playing with Barbies. I had Cher dolls.
Like, she was... I'm jealous. Mom, why didn't I have a Cher doll?
I'm actually...
All of her little costumes and everything.
Wow.
Bob Mackie gowns in mini sizes.
Obsessed.
I was obsessed.
So good.
Yeah, that was really fun. And so, yeah, so I got... I'm definitely living my dream. And, of course, the dance music and the fitness sort of, like, it kind of goes really well together. The fitness music is... You know, is dance music. It's got a great beat, and people could just press play and move. That's my shtick.
Because there are so many workout videos. How is yours different to others? Why would I want to see yours?
That's an excellent question. Yeah. Why? Because it's very retro. I mean, I used to teach aerobics when I was a teenager, up until like, I taught aerobics for a long time, but I started when I was a kid. And at the time, it was very Denise Austin, you know, Jane Fonda, I guess, was kicked it off. And, you know, and so it's a very back to basics, you know, aerobics type class that you could, but you know what? When you get to over a certain age, half an hour of jumping around is a lot of a workout, you know? So it's really under a half an hour. It's quite easy to follow along. And actually, even if you can't do any of the moves, it's, you just literally, I keep saying, just pressing play and moving to the music. And that's really all that's
and
about.
And have fun.
Is getting up and having fun. That's mm-hmm. that's the whole
And
key.
You love Jane Fonda.
Of course I do. I'm obsessed with her. I mean,
she looks
80.
Incredible.
I mean, I want to be like her when I'm 80. I was watching an episode of her sitcom, Grace and Frankie, and she lifts her leg up, like, over her head. This woman's 80.
Sure, it's not CGI.
I promise. Okay, well, if it is, it was really good CGI. But no, honestly, I was like looking at this woman going, that's who I want. That's who I want to be.
Well, she proves it's doable, right?
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes, you can do it if you stay, you know, you've got
supple.
Yes. Well, look at you. Hello. I mean, you're obviously quite fit and fabulous.
Well, I don't know about today. I'd rather late night, Stacey, between you and me. I'm glad it's radio, but we've got loads of cameras in.
But we do. We're on a lot of cameras.
We do have a couple of cameras in today, don't we?
Actually, it's like, hold on, isn't this radio?
So many cameras.
We're not used to this level of attention.
I think if you are, you know, want to have energy, you do your workout because it gives you more energy, doesn't
Completely.
It?
Completely, yeah. I start my day like that, and I think it just, like, it's my adrenaline rush, and that's how I sort of get through the day. I feel crappy if, like, it's the end of the day and I hadn't had a workout. It's just my whole demeanor.
Do you do it every day, then?
Every single day. I mean, it's not always jumping around in, like, crazy cardio workout. Sometimes it's a bar class or something. You know, I do try to mix it up a bit. And, yeah, because I really want to remain flexible and agile and, you know, young for the rest of my life.
I hear you. I hear you. So, obviously, music, would you say music is your first passion?
Music, yes, obviously. It's always back to the music for me.
And you've got some more music that you've been working on, haven't you?
Yes. So, I'm in the middle of writing these books, and there's music involved in the book, so it's a really fun project. And also, I was commissioned to write a soundtrack for a movie, which was really great.
Wow.
So, it actually took me a little bit out of my zone. Well, actually, back to my real zone, because I write songs. I usually start off on the piano. They ultimately turn out to be, you know, thumping dance track. But this
start
was
out
great.
Kind of melodic. Yeah, well,
yeah,
everything
melodic,
starts out melodic,
exactly.
Right? There has
and
to be
so,
a melody.
Because it's interesting how you write music. Because I was listening to Paul McCartney, and he said he just used to have a pen and paper
eyes,
but, and
like
he used to wake in the middle of the night and go, ah. Scrambled eggs. He'd write something really bad. And then in the morning, he'd try and make it rhyme with something.
Got to get into the shop, pick up some milk.
Yesterday. Yeah. And then it would work.
And then it would work. I do. Well, now, actually, I sleep with an iPad next to my bed. I have been known to write lyrics in the middle of the night. But I do. I'll write it on a napkin. And sometimes I'll just hear a beat. Like, I walk a lot in heels, as you could relate. And I hear the beat of my toes tapping. And I'd be like, I come up with a top line. And I just sometimes, I'm just, and then I'll, thank goodness for smartphones, because I just hum a melody into my phone.
God, that's incredible.
What was the film you were writing for?
It's still in development right now, so
okay,
I can't
fine.
Say anything.
Okay.
But it's, you know, hopefully it gets made. I mean, the thing is, we, you know, I was part of a writing team that was, it was so fun because we diverse, you know, it wasn't just dance tracks, it was character writing. So you have to write, you know, for particular situations and scenes, and that was a real challenge and super
I
fun.
Bet, yeah.
Yeah, no, but great.
But it's amazing to have those kind of opportunities come your way, right? And you can never really know where they're going to come from, and one day it could all change.
How do you do it? There'll be a lot of people listening, Stacey. You have four children. How do you do all of this and juggle it?
You know, I was just talking to someone about that. It's compartmentalizing. You really have to, like, you have to be able to say, mummy's working now, I'm in the studio, and close the door for, like, you know, so that they understand. And also, I think that by sending those messages to my kids that, like, I am living my dream, I love my work. My kids actually think what I do is fun. And I am living my dream. So they're watching that, like, they're watching me. I think I'm sending positive messages to my children. Mm-hmm. So I think that working women, you know, should be doing that to them.
Yeah,
their
definitely.
Children should be growing up.
How old,
that,
how old are your kids?
Well, I can't tell you how old my oldest one is because then you'll fall off the chair. But okay. No, okay, so they range from 11 to 23.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
I was 12 when I had my first child. So, yeah.
Well, that's quite a diverse range
yes.
of ages.
And with
well,
the same guy, married 25 years. God,
that's congratulations.
See, that is impressive.
That is impressive. You get less for murder. but well done, Stacey. That is
I think that's probably the biggest achievement anyone can muster up these days is a long marriage.
It is. I mean,
but he's adoring.
He adores you, doesn't he? And super supportive, which is great. And that's another answer to the question. How do you do it? You've got to have really great support. So my mother would fly in from Canada to look after the kids when they were younger. And you just have to find your balance, you know. It's really important. And have a supportive husband and supportive kids. And it's really hard when you have to go away on a tour or do something and they're like, but I'm you know, and then you feel guilty, and it's hard to, you know, the guilt. There's always guilt.
I can imagine. And all mothers suffer with that, don't they? You really can't get it right, whatever you do.
Yeah,
whatever.
I know. It's true.
And are they happy with the way you dress? I mean, because my boys always tell me off with the way I dress. And it's, you know,
it's like in the first chapter of my book. Because I have like adolescent boys going through this kind of with me, you know, while I was, when I had my first real big record, and they were teenage boys, right? So no, they were not happy with me. And neither was my husband. But you know, you like I said, you have to compartmentalize. This is my work. If I was an actor and I had to do a kissing scene. Actually, I don't think that any of them would be able to tolerate that. They'd be like, you know what? Just continue wearing your hot pants. We're much happier with you, you know, with that. No kissing other boys.
That is funny.
Where is home for you?
London.
It is London.
Yeah, I live in
How often do you get back to Canada?
I'm more often in the States than I am in Canada. My new record actually just released. It's doing really well in the U.S., and so I'll be back there. But I'm back and forth to L.A. a lot and New York. And a couple of my kids go to uni in the States. My oldest one just graduated. But like, so I'm back and forth a lot, but not necessarily to Canada. It's a shame. My mother still lives there.
Very cold.
It's so cold.
I don't know if you've seen today, Chicago in America. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was like crazy. Minus 30.
Oh my God.
No.
We think it's cold outside when it's,
I know,
you know,
we're moaning
one
about
degrees.
This.
Yeah.
You should just have Bruno Tonioli moaning at me about how cold it is. He's on his way to Glasgow.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be in Glasgow today.
Come on, you have to admit, I am Canadian, so this is funny. So I just got an email, literally, before I walked in the door, I have to talk into the mic. I just got an email, literally, as I was walking in the door from one of my kids' schools saying that tomorrow might be a snow day.
Oh, yeah.
And be wary because, you know, teachers might not be able to come in, blah, blah, and we'll let you know in the morning, you know, and I'm looking out the way, I'm walking outside in the, I mean, can you imagine if I'm from Canada? Like, if this was the way, I would never have an education if that
was
the case.
But I think,
it's true.
But Britain doesn't have the infrastructure to
no,
deal with it.
No, that is not fairness, you are right.
Let me just tell you, they said, don't worry, we're sorted. They had three trucks with salt. And I said, three trucks for the whole of London. Is that it?
Yeah.
Help.
And the poor airports. Oh my God.
Yeah, the poor airports. You're used to the cold in Canada. But Canada has loads of filming now. Movies, shoots movies.
Yes.
It's very,
yes.
You know.
Actually, I have some friends in the industry in Montreal and in Toronto, and yeah, it's a very big industry there.
Meghan Markle was filming Suits, huh?
Yeah, she was, wasn't she, in Toronto? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Montreal, because it's quite a European feel. They do a lot of, you know, a lot of filming up there to sort of pretend that it's Europe.
Yeah.
You know, because it's cheaper for them to fly to Montreal from Hollywood than it is to fly all the way
to
Paris.
Yeah,
let's do that. It's cheaper. But so, Stacey, we're going to play your track, I think, for next week, aren't we?
Yeah, your new track will be on next week.
Which I can't wait to hear.
Oh, okay. It's called I Just Want a Disco.
Which I do.
And how can we follow you? Because I need to get your workout video. Yeah. I need to do a bit of that myself.
Oh, it's on Instagram. Everything in my brand is called Stay. So I've got a line of fitness clothes that I came out with about a year and a half ago for women who have big boobies. So we can talk about boobies.
Did on
you? Yeah, okay. We can talk about boobies.
It's specifically for
people who have large breasts. And I patented the construction of it. And so it's for, it really does
hold
you in.
Can I tell you, that is so good. Because I do find with sportswear, for me, it's so tight.
I'll be sending you a free
That wasn't a hint.
Fit kit. I will. I'm going to say, I'll just have to get your size. I don't know. That might be hot. No, we'll do
that big.
They're that big. That's what they're
handful. More than a handful. Snap. Oh, Stacey, it's so good to have you in. So, and it's all very exciting stuff.
Yeah,
and
it is. It's fun.
What else have you got coming up this year that you can talk about?
So this fitness line of clothes and the Stay Pumped, everything is all branded Stay, like my name. So Stay Pumped is the second album. So next year, the third volume will come out. Probably another Stay Fit or Stay Pumped workout. The Stay Fit kit is on joeandjim.com on stayfit.com, and everything's with an E, so S-T-A-E fit.
Got it.
S-T-A-E rocks.
Oh,
everything
like
is
it.
Stay,
she does.
Stay brand.
You do rock.
Yeah.
And where do you do your workout? Can I ask? Do you go to a special gym?
Well, actually, no. I move everything out of my living room. I just move the couch away, and I just
there's picture frames flying everywhere.
No, really. Actually, I move the furniture away. You'll see in the video, and it's just I do have people taking the class with me, but if I'm just doing like jumping around and dancing, that doesn't take up much room. And that's the key. It's like anybody can do it anywhere at any time. You could be in a hotel, you could be in a room, you could be in your, you know, it's all
it's if you've got the energy
available,
which you need
it's
to
all
do
available.
So where can we find you on social media?
So Twitter, Stay Rocks, S-T-A-E-R-O-X, Instagram, Stay Rocks. Facebook, Stay Rocks. All Stay Rocks.
I'm following you now, Stacey.
Stay Rocks.
Just
Stacey Jackson, you'll find me.
Got it.
We'll get you. We're going to follow you and we're going to play your track next week. Yay. And I'm so excited.
Well, we're actually going to
play one of my older tracks.
Yes, can we do it? Want to introduce it?
Oh my God. Come on, Stacey. It's been a while. So I'm Stacey Jackson and you're listening to Live It Up featuring Snoop Dogg.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Well,
thanks, Stacey.
Sleeping in my bed, all those crazy dreams were just running round my head. It's like I saw a spirit that took me by surprise, who told me that my dream was right before my eyes. And you released me, and you teach me.
Enjoying it.
I'm enjoying your Stacey Jackson track.
You do love a bit of dance music.
I love dance music. I love dance music. If I can dance, shake those hips, move and grind, you know.
That is your vibe.
That is my vibe.
Well, that was a very gorgeous Stacey Jackson. It was a pleasure, pleasure having her
what
in.
What a live wire.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah, she does.
And I'm doing it all.
Which is the best way to be. A hustler.
You gotta live your life, babes. Full on. Hustler.
So what have you got? Go on, what are you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
That'll be on my tombstone. Hustler.
She's a hustler, baby. She's sure.
She hustled her way. She could hustle her way out of this one, though. She's dead. No. Oh. Told you I was ill. No one ever believes me when I say I'm ill. You know that. It's
really... because you're such a social butterfly.
I know.
The second you're not at a party, everyone's like...
She?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well,
something's
I've been invited
right
to one
here.
Tonight in Soho, but you know what? I never normally say this. I might get in my onesie and go home.
I think you should.
Yeah, thanks. Because I look tired tonight, you can tell.
You don't look tired. You never look tired.
But sometimes you need to say no.
Exactly. Okay. Not all about saying yes.
Yes.
So what else have you got coming up this week, Candy?
Well, I've got a
apart
great
from obviously
week.
Watching the news, Brexit.
I can't mention it. It's making me feel ill.
Giving you a twitch. Sorry.
It's giving me a twitch. I've got exciting news. It's going to be in Saturday Sunpaper. Please
open it.
Can you
give us a hint?
Cannot. But you're going to go, ooh. And a lot of people are going to go, ouch.
Really?
Eek. Yes.
You're going to be telling some truths?
Oh, well, you've got to read it. So get the Sun paper Saturday, darling.
Okay, well, I'm excited to
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Are you nervous?
Do you know what? No's get you nowhere. I'm just positive.
Okay.
Positive thinking. I've put it out there. It's going to all go really well. And everyone... it's going to be really pleased for me.
Okay.
No, it's going to be fun. So Saturday Sun, please. But no, it's a good week. Got lots going on. Bruno's coming back off the tour. Can see him back with my friend. So he's been away on the Strictly tour, which feels like forever.
Yeah.
He made me laugh. He went shopping with... this is such a funny story. I hope he doesn't mind me telling it. With Craig Weberhall. They had a day off and they went shopping.
The two of them.
And, I mean, can you imagine shoe shopping? Bruno came home with one shoe different from the other.
Oh, I bet he kicked off.
They'd had a few sherbets, I think. But it was funny.
Sounds about right. Well, we should be back next week.
Yeah, we're back next week. Got loads to tell you. We can talk about what I can't talk about this week, but I can talk all about it. And just everyone stay safe and warm.
That's true, yeah. Don't go outside.
Don't go out, darling. Stay warm.
And please donate to my Run for Cancer.
Yes, Stevie's got a Run for Cancer. Please look. I'm going to put it on it tonight. I'm going to send it to all my friends. Stacey Jackson, actually.
She's
going to
do it right now.
And,
there you go. That was the alert.
There we go. There's one. And we're all going to support you, Stephen. Good luck.
Thanks. I need it. Hopefully I won't be...
No, yeah, you'll be fine. And we can have a drink next week, hopefully, because it's the end of dry January.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Not that it's affected me much, I have to say.
How about a bit of Shania Twain to play us out?
My favourite. I think I look like her a bit, do you think?
No.
I got told that today. Okay. No. All right.
Till next week.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, girls.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.